Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Ramadan has passed and Eid has come, and the Islamic Ummah is still living in distress and is afflicted by tragedies from all sides. Hizb al-Tahrir, Tanzania, extends to the Islamic Ummah from its east till the west. Its congratulations on the occasion of the blessed Eid al-Fitr, asking Allah Almighty to accept from us and from you the fasting, prayer, recitation of the Quran, and good deeds, and to place them in the scale of our good deeds on the day of resurrection, a day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit except those who come to Allah with a clear heart. O Muslims, we have fasted Ramadan and celebrated the blessed Eid. 103 years have passed since the Ummah lost its shield, which is the Khilafah, Caliphate, after which our Ummah did not know happiness, pleasure, or tranquility. Ramadan has passed and our Ummah in the Gaza Strip does not find breakfast or suhoor, but rather fasts and breaks the fast on the bombing of the Jewish entity by air, land, and sea. In the most heinous crime and the most prominent genocide, accompanied by the destruction of safe houses, mosques, hospitals, and universities, not to mention deliberate starvation, the Jews were not satisfied with these crimes, but they bombed food aid convoys, all under the view of the traitorous rulers, especially in Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, who continued to supply the Jewish entity with the fuel and food it needed instead of fighting it in support of our people in Palestine and Gaza. Ramadan has passed, and Eid has come, and the prisons of the oppressors in Muslim countries are still full of oppressed people, especially those who carry the message, da'wah carriers, and seek the truth. Ramadan has passed, and Eid has come, and our Ummah is being consumed by poverty, and its flesh gnaws with hunger. Even though Muslim countries are the richest countries in the world in terms of wealth, fertile lands, and pastures, Ramadan has passed, and Eid has come, and the Ummah is still divided in various fields to the point that it has not yet been able to unite in its fasting and breaking the fast. The position of the Ummah scholars regarding this disagreement was not at all the required level, as they agreed with the rulers in their dispersal instead of working with the loyal workers to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, until we pledge allegiance to the Khalifa, Caliph, whose authority would resolve the disagreement. Finally, we ask Allah, Lord of the worlds, to hasten his victory so that we may establish the Khilafah Rashidah, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood, where our Ummah will be liberated from the tragedies that afflict it, and the promise of Allah Almighty will be fulfilled, and the good tidings of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be fulfilled. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. Hizb al-Tahrir, Tanzania.